And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 13th of December, 2015. It was on this date in 1577, Sir Francis Drake set off on a trip around the world commissioned by Queen Elizabeth I. He was her own royally sanctioned pirate. He left with a fleet of 5 ships. In the end, only his own ship, the Golden Hind, completed the voyage around the world. He sailed from England across the Atlantic over to South America through the Strait of Magellan, made his way up the Pacific coast, up all the way to Northern California, and then around the Indian Ocean, the Cape of Good Hope, and home to Plymouth, his ship heavy laden with gold and silver and spices. It's the birthday of the man who once said the Romans would never have found time to conquer the world if they had been obliged first to learn Latin. The German poet Heinrich Heine, born in Düsseldorf, Germany, 1797. Heine's father wanted him to become a businessman, got him a job at a bank, but he lost the job when his father tried to get him involved in an embezzlement scheme, whereupon he went to law school, but wound up becoming one of the most popular German poets of the 19th century. His The Book of Songs came out in 1827. And today is the birthday of the poet James Wright, Martins Ferry, Ohio, 1927. Both his parents, high school dropouts, most of his classmates went to work in the mines or the steel mills, but James Wright had some very fine high school teachers, he said, who taught me that the use of the mind is not a mere luxury, but rather is itself an exercise of strength. Went to Kenyon College on the GI Bill, went off to teach at the University of Minnesota, and met the poet Robert Bly. They became close friends. He went out to stay on the farm of Robert and Carol Bly in western Minnesota every weekend. And one day, Bly and Wright were driving home from another friend's farm when they passed 2 horses in a pasture. They stopped to get out and look at the horses, and back in the car, Wright began writing a poem in his spiral notebook. Here is his poem, A Blessing, by James Wright. Just off the highway to Rochester, Minnesota, twilight bounds softly forth on the grass, and the eyes of those 2 Indian ponies darken with kindness. They have come gladly out of the willows to welcome my friend and me. We step over the barbed wire into the pasture where they have been grazing all day alone. They ripple tensely. They can hardly contain their happiness that we have come. They bow shyly as wet swans. They love each other. There is no loneliness like theirs. At home, once more, they begin munching the young tufts of spring in the darkness. I would like to hold the slenderer one in my arms, for she has walked over to me and nuzzled my left hand. She is black and white, her mane falls wild on her forehead, and the light breeze moves me to caress her long ear that is delicate as the skin over a girl's wrist. Suddenly, I realize that if I stepped out of my body, I would break into blossom. A poem by James Wright, A Blessing, from the Complete Poems and Selected Prose, published by Wesleyan Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.